Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thank you very much for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host here at the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're glad you're here. We're glad Bob Bly is with us. Bob is the author of the new book, Make Every Second Count. It's all about time management. And Bob, your website is just bly.com, B-L-Y.com.
B-L-Y.com.
They can find your book, all the books there, including the new one.
Yep, you click on books and you'll find all the books.
All right, there it is, folks. Bob, you were telling us before we went to the break about the three lists. The three different kinds of lists that you recommend that kind of simplify things. And give them to us again. Tell us about each one.
The first list is today. That's what it's labeled, today.
Must do today.
What to do today. The second list is to come. Things that I think are likely to happen. For example, if I've been talking to a potential client and I think that's likely to happen, I have to know about it to leave time for it. So I'll put him in the to come list.
Yeah.
And then the third list is called long term, which are projects that are not short and small, but that will take over a variety of time. Like right now, I'm redoing and redesigning and rewriting my website, so that's a long-term project.
Right. And
that's how I divide my list. But the key thing to them is the to-do list and the to-come list I revise every day.
And, of course, from those three lists, you identify any, you know, I know it's, I'm not as organized as I need to be and as organized as you just described, but I do have a sense of where the priorities are. And there often are times when I want to work on this project, but I know that this other project is going to be a lot more important and I may not want to work on it, but it has to be done. And so I change from the thing I want to work on to the thing that I know must be worked on.
One of the toughest things to do, because the things that you want to work on are so tempting and they're so much fun,
yeah,
but sometimes you just can't do them because you have a deadline.
But when you look at a list, let's say that there aren't any big alligators that are about to, you know, that you have to work on. When you look at a list, do you see a project that you pick the one that you really are the most attracted to? Is that a good time management plan? I mean, is it? I guess it is, because you're motivated to work on it.
It's better to pick the one with the tightest deadline.
Ah.
Because otherwise, if you don't do that, if you spend Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday doing the fun stuff, before you know it, Thursday sneaks around, and now you have 2 days to do that other project that's due on next Monday instead of 5 days.
That's a good idea. So, and that's typically going to be the ones. Those are typically going to be the ones that you got in your today. Do you make a different list every day? Do you make different lists?
I revise the list every day. I keep it on the computer, and I don't use any fancy software. These are just Word files,
yeah,
three lists.
Yeah.
But every day before I start, I look at it, I juggle things around, print it out, post it to the wall, and then I start working.
If you have big projects, if you have a lot of stuff going on, do you recommend any kind of software, any kind of program? Do you know of anything like that?
Yeah, we have a whole chapter in the. I tend to only use a print aid. We have a chapter on the book on print aids and software.
Right.
And for print, I like the day timer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the 2 pages a week. But again, in the book, Make Every Second Count, there's a whole chapter on various software projects, which I had a software reviewer prepare for me, since I don't use them myself.
Mm-hmm. What about electronics like reminders and things like that?
A very good program is Salesforce.com or any other personal information manager or contact manager, because what you can do there is program reminders so that when you come in the morning, a note pops up on your computer and says, you have to call this person at 10 a.m. today,
yeah,
or you have to work on this job at 10
a.m. Google Calendar will do that.
Which will?
Google Calendar.
Yeah, I think Outlook will also do it.
Do you find that if you've got something really important to do at 2 o'clock, that without some kind of a reminder, you might actually be subliminally distracted while you're working on another project because you're afraid you do not want to miss that phone call or whatever. Is it handy to have to know that you've got a mechanism in place that will remind you so you don't have to worry about it?
Yeah, I have a little cheat card. What I do is I take a little piece of notepad and I write down the things I must do at specific times. See, there are projects you just need to work on because they're due in the future, but there are things you need to do during the day at specific times, like us having this interview. So those go on a little piece of notepad, which I tape to my computer monitor so I can see them.
I only mention Google because I've been using this for a while now. Google will notify you like 10 minutes in advance, 30 minutes in advance, a day in advance.
I'll have to check that out.
And you know what's funny is I have my desktop unit in my office. I've got an iPad that I have on sometimes during the day, and then I have my phone. And sometimes I'll get like a little chorus of beeps on all three of them at the same time. And I'm saying, okay, I get it. It's time. but those are handy. And I found that it allows me to be more productive with the time that I work on the project because I don't.
Yeah, that's why a list has to be complete, because if it's complete, you don't worry about it.
Yeah.
If it's half done, then you do worry about it the whole day.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, give us the website again one more time.
BlyBeAsInBoy.com.
The new book is called Make Every Second Count, Time Management Tips and Techniques for More Success and Less Stress. And boy, howdy, could I use more of one and less of the other, just like you said. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Robert W. Bly, that's the name on the book, but he says we can call him Bob. He'll be back another day. I will be back after these messages. Don't go away. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.